You're live.
That's a question.
You're good.
Okay, just checking with you. We'll call our workshop to order. First thing is public comment. We had two people sign up. I would just like to say that we would like to, if possible, as I would go through our workshops, for people to, when they speak to us, it's easy for us to remember that day if you can talk about what's on the agenda that day. Some of you want to talk about, obviously, you certainly can do that, but we'd like to zero in on some things so we don't forget them as we go through this process. And if Eckhart would silence your cell phones, everybody's got cell phones, silence your cell phones, including up here at the dais, would be a good thing.
I don't think dais is the right one.
And we'll get started. First person is Ritz Barrasso.
We may have emergency. Who knows?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good
morning. I assume that I signed that sheet in the back. I'm good.
I'm good to go.
Okay. First and foremost, thank you for the opportunity, Mr. President, Council, and County staff. Purpose today is twofold. First, I want to talk about the Sussex Alliance for Responsible Growth, SARGE, as well as share with you some results that SARGE has worked on based on a survey that was recently conducted in terms of the public's feedback on the comprehensive plan strategies that Commission had put together. So in terms of, the Sussex Alliance for Responsible Growth essentially is a nonpartisan alliance to inform, educate, and engage the citizens of Sussex County as to the critical importance of the development, the adoption, and the implementation of a comprehensive plan that fosters smart growth, ensures a balance between a sustainable quality of life and economic development, and encourages responsible and transparent governance. Now, the three operative words here are alliance, growth, and responsible. Alliance, from the perspective of its merging of ideas and interest by individuals as well as organizations to work together in common interest to strengthen Sussex County's planning for future development, and more importantly, to fortify the land use regulations and processes necessary to fully respond to residents' concerns and safeguards in their quality of life, neighborhood by neighborhood. I want to clear up a misconception. SARGE, as well as many of the public, are not opposed to growth. It is smart growth that we're primarily interested in. We see it as a broad mix of commercial, industrial, and residential development, and we think that's vital to the health and viability of the community. Responsible, high-quality growth provides a community with a fiscal stability, high property values, and a strong sense of place. Uncontrolled, poorly planned, and executed growth has the opposite impact, driving down property values, discouraging investment, and lowering the residents' quality of life. And we've heard loud and clear from the public in many circles is that there's probably some unintended consequences in terms of how we've grown over the past 20 to 30 years, and we'll talk more specifically about that. And then responsible. The most desirable and effective approach to responsible growth is an area-wide master planning that determines the types of development most appropriate to an area and its residents and establishes the levels of infrastructure and services needed. Now, in terms of SARGE, again, this organization was put together about 8 months ago, 9 months ago. It was a way to inform and educate and engage the public in the comprehensive plan process. That was the purpose it was put together. In the meantime, and since then, we've attended most, if not all, of the workshops, the Planning Commission workshops. We've also had representation at every one of the public hearings that took place. And as it relates to today and today's agenda, we wanted to share with you a survey that was put together about 5 months ago at the onset of strategies coming out of Planning Commission, made available to the public. And our interest was, in this survey, was to essentially have the public answer four questions. Are the proposed strategies clearly written and easy to understand? Secondly, are the proposed strategies an improvement in comparison to 2008? And thirdly, do proposed strategies demonstrate the county is listening? And then lastly is, are the proposed strategies clear as to what will be done by whom and by when? So as the public was made available the strategies by element, they had the opportunity to go online and answer these four questions and also provide comment. So in terms of the public feedback, no big surprise in that one of the things that was consistent with most of the public comments that have taken place in the comp plan process, dating clear back to September, that 68%, nearly 70% of the comments focused on the big three. And the big three were and are today transportation or mobility, land use, and conservation. So in terms of what the survey said, on the first question, are the strategies clearly written and easy to understand? Good marks here. Nearly half, 43% of the comments that came in said that they were. And I think a lot of credit goes to the consultants in the work that they had done to support the county and their efforts, as well as the county planning staff. Question number two, on improvement in comparison to 2008. A little bit of slippage here, 31% yes, but clearly 68% thought that we're somewhat or not at all. In terms of question number three, did they demonstrate the county is listening? And here we get just a little more problematic with almost 77% saying somewhat or not at all. And again, all of these comp votes in terms of answering the four questions had comment backup as well. And we made all that available to Janelle and to the staff. The last question was probably the most problematic. And here it was 92% of the responses said that the strategies were not clear as to what will be done by whom and by when. And again, a low grade in terms of how many said yes. We think a part of this has to do with a lot of feedback that we had received, specific comments relative to it all sounds good, but in terms of what actions were going to be taken, there was some skepticism. But let me share with you, and I'll talk more about that skepticism, let me share with you what we identified as the key takeaways. Number one, the public outreach was evident throughout the comprehensive plan update. Countless opportunities for the public to participate in the process, in person and via a well-designed, informed, and dedicated county plan website. I know there were not high marks back in 2008 from the state. In fact, it was rejected initially because there wasn't enough public comment incorporated into the 2008 plan. And I think the county has done an outstanding job in the process for the 2018. I think a lot of credit that goes to Janelle and her team, as well as the consultants, as well as each of the commissioners in terms of not only incorporating ways for the public to be involved, but more importantly, when the public was here and they had made comment, they were welcome, they weren't challenged, it was a very open environment, and I applaud the county for that, and the public does as well. In terms of another key takeaway, the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan did not do enough to clarify and identify where the weaknesses or underperforming 2008 Comprehensive Plan strategies. Now, I had two appointments last week. One was with my physician, one was taking my car in for repair. I happened to have a car from a local dealership. First thing the dealer asked me to do was take my fob and plug it in. And that fob told exactly how my car was performing, what was working, what was not working. I think that's consistent with how a planning process should take place. That second appointment was my physician. I went in, I had previously had a blood test. The physician had the blood test. The nurse weighed me. The nurse took my height. She took my blood pressure. And it was from that and that information that they began then to take a look at what I needed. So I think it's relevant in terms of the need to take a look at 2008, understand what worked, what did not work, and build upon that. And we were very clear with the commission that we thought that was essential. And we every single time we had the opportunity to present on a given element day, what was good coming out of transportation or good coming out of historic preservation in terms of past planning? What needs to be continued? What needs to be modified? What needs to be, let's move on. The third key was the survey results indicate the public skepticism. And here again, I'm going to revisit this. The public skepticism on what we actually accomplished based on the action verbs used in many of the strategies. Of the 300 strategies, over half of them had these words: consider, continue, encourage, promote, and explore. Now, given the opportunity to present to the commission back in the 2nd of November, I shared my personal feelings about that, and that is that I've been in sales and marketing for 42 years. Every year I put a plan together. I had sales targets. If I were to explain to my boss that I'm going to explore hitting my sales target this year, he would say, I'm going to explore finding your replacement. So again, I don't want you to take that as a threat in terms of replacing the people on the council. My point is that goals, objectives, and strategies really need to be more specific, and I'll talk more about that. In terms of the public has been clear that both the commission and the county council need to exercise its authority to manage future development contingent on infrastructure improvements in currently constrained areas of the county. And I think that obviously the concerns over the three big elements being transportation, land use, and conservation, I think this is clearly we're the public wants more dialogue, wants more exchange, wants improvements in these areas from the standpoint that we can't approach it independently. There's a synchronization in all planning that bring all the elements together. There's a feeling by the public that many times these elements are handled independently. And we all know that all three of those have bearing on one another. The last is the public will demand modifying 2018 proposed strategies to ensure a greater degree of setting priorities and timelines. And most importantly, an annual accounting of progress or lack of progress toward county goals and objectives. I reviewed all eight of the past 8-year report to the state on the comprehensive plan progress for the given year. It was underwhelming. And in 1 year, all that was reported was the land use ordinances that took place that year. Not one other thing was addressed in terms of progress with the comprehensive plan. The public is committed now and going forward is to work with the county and measure and monitor the county's progress each and every year. And we think that's essential in terms of accomplishing and achieving the goals in the program. I referenced again the action verbs. And this is something that we've used in planning. Many companies use it. Back to the fact that over half of them really did not demonstrate a lot of action. We think going forward that the goals need to be specific, and by that I mean who's involved, what do I want to accomplish, where will it be done? M for measurable, can you track the progress and measure the outcome? T for attainable, is the goal reasonable, relevant, is the goal worthwhile and will meet your needs? And then timely, your objective or goal should include a time limit. I will complete this by month, day, and year. And again, I'm not so naive to think that if you got a 10-year plan, is that you're going to know exactly what the month or day is. But I think the public is interested in, are we making progress relative to that goal or to that strategy? And again, there's no better way to do that in your annual assessment to the state in terms of what the county has accomplished. So in closing, I think that the county does an excellent job in the website in stating, you know, what is a plan? Why do we plan? What's a comprehensive plan? We really believe that it is decisions that are being made to affect the future of every resident of the county. And it is a blueprint, and it is going to show the community where, when, and how the community will develop. From last September through today, more importantly, going forward, we look at it as a journey. We're going to be there with you. The public is going to be there with you. There's going to be times when we're very, very happy in terms of the decisions that are being made, and we think they're for the common good. There's probably going to be some times when we're going to challenge them. And what we hope to do is if we've got a well-written, strong plan, then we're both working off of a good working document together. Again, thank you for the time, and we look forward to the next several months in the process of the plan submission.
Thank you. Chuck Schoner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to change gears with you. I thoroughly agree with the last point that Mr. Barrasso made on working together with the council and moving forward. I think there's an excellent opportunity to do that. And I'm here to represent a perspective of a growing segment of your population. You notice the gray hair. Some of you would know something about this perspective, I think. I'm talking about the seniors. One of the things that I use as kind of a gauge personally, as well as some other things, is my daily visit to the Ocean View Post Office. When I go into the post office, I see folks like myself and an occasional harried businessman, you know, in his 30s, 40s, but not very often. They're in there and out. As was pointed out to me earlier, a whole lot of them don't use the post office anymore, I guess. But that, as well as some of the demographics and population information that you all have worked through, a little background. My name is Chuck Schoner. I'm the legislative chair for the South Coastal AARP chapter in Ocean View. Our chapter just happens to be, which I think is an indicator of something I said earlier, the eighth largest in the country. That's US of A. And we're the largest in Delaware by far. We're probably a factor of about six or seven to the next largest AARP chapter in the state. And just, I picked out two items from the population and demographics chapter that I wanted to highlight with you. Along the lines of what I was talking about earlier, the 50 to 69 age group in our county grew by 69%, according to the demographic report you used in the comprehensive plan that was recommended to you, between 2000 and 2013, 69%. The other age group that I want to highlight with you is really struck me. The 85-plus age group will increase by 234%, according to your report, by 2045. I personally refer to this as the silver tsunami that is going on in Sussex County. And I know you're all aware of it, but I thought these two numbers were startling. I want to pass out something to you that we're going to be coming to you on some recommendations, four of them, that were made by the Planning Commission in the transportation chapter that have to do with seniors. One of the largest things that contributes to seniors leaving their homes for an institution, that's probably a little harsh, or an assisted living situation, is their problems with transportation. 90%, according to a study I have here, of seniors would like to age in their home rather than an institution or an assisted living situation. And in Sussex County, I understand that the cost in the assisted living situations are running between $6,000 and $10,000 a year. So, as you know, if those people run out of money, that they drop into the Medicare situation and the government pays for them in these homes. And
you said per year, it's per month.
Per month. Thank you.
See, I'm listening.
Thank you. That's exactly right, and that's the main point. Thank you very much. per month.
Yep.
And the taxpayers pick it up if they go to Medicare.
Right.
So we'll be back, and I'd like to give each of you one of these. And,
sure, you can hand that down to Mr. Lawson on the end, and he can pass out to us.
All right, and I want to reiterate what Mr. Barrasso said. I was thoroughly impressed with how we were treated by the county, by the staff, by the consultants, and by the commission in the first round, or stage one, whatever you refer to it as. But thank you.
Council will try to continue the same.
Thank you, sir.
That's our intent. It's 10:28. That's going to sign up. Was anybody else here to speak publicly? Okay. If that's the case, then we'll jump right to the consultant. I see you.